crazy dream.
Back again.
dogs are having a standoff against the cops. If you see them up there with their water cannons and tear gas, this is people power in action. You know, this is the start of the revolution.
What's on the agenda today? What's the plan after this?
There's a big labor march
today. There's a big labor march today.
The plan is to take Seattle and have fun with it.
What's the WTO all about?
It's all about greed. It's all about... Look at these kids up there. They got a sign up that says, "Don't trade our future." For these young kids in the street today, it's about their future being traded off by corporations who frankly don't give a shit what happens to them.
Service ready for a terrorist attack. Hear what the athletes are saying tonight on the 10 o'clock news. They would writhe in agony, screaming in terror. Its membership is
not only
comprised of financial giants like David Rockefeller, but also politicians like President Clinton and former Presidents Bush and Carter.
Trilateralism refers to the Trilateral Commission, which was organized in 1973 by David Rockefeller and many other people. And it basically has to do with the management of the entire globe, the management of the world economy, in the interest of global corporations and banks.
Twist of fate. They would once again experience the breathless moment of a major discovery. Then, beneath the dust,
making decisions.
Could there be another chamber?
Of course, we still don't know why they might do such a thing.
Malfunction.
Oh, you can talk.
Malfunction. Need input.
...103.5 WCOMLP Chapel Hill, Carrboro. I'm furious. This is a micro-powered radio station, and we like to do it community style. So what I'm doing here in honor of what's been going on in the community, specifically 6 years ago in Seattle, Washington, we had a major uprising against the WTO, World Trade Organization, one of the biggest tyrannical institutions in the world. And 6 years ago today, the meetings were collapsing, and everybody went home. And the Seattle battle was successful. And what you're going to hear tonight on the WTO special here is Furious George's impression of what went down, and I'm going to spin in some different hip-hop and stuff. But basically, in the background, you're going to hear these different protests going down in the street, what happened in Seattle, different speakers, and you'll probably hear the sound of a gun or a rubber bullet being shot. Yes, that's because that's what it takes to do a little, you got to take a rubber bullet here and there and some tear gas to make change. Fact, micro-powered radio, what you're listening to in many ways was established through nonviolent civil disobedience in the streets, people protesting against the FCC, and that's why we were able to get a little micro-powered radio license like the one you're listening to right now. But even on a bigger scale, at the macro level, we have what was 6 years ago today, one of the biggest demonstrations in nonviolent civil disobedience, shutting down a global institution bent on corporate greed. Yes, that is the World Trade Organization. So what I'm going to hear, what you're going to be hearing here, I'm going to be playing is some different hip-hop that in the background will be spliced with protests, chants, people getting... clubbed by the police. But hey, that's what it takes for a little bit of freedom, you know? You gotta give up a little security. So, anyway, I do this every time on Thursdays at 10 o'clock, and I should let you know this show may be offensive to some weenies. In the meantime, thanks for listening to Micropower Radio. Weenie! Don't be a weenie!
Not just one country, but many countries, and now they operate...
What are you here for, man?
Here for the riots.
They're burning plastic down.
What are you here for, man?
Here for the riots.
Oh, cool.
They're burning plastic down there.
Survival.
They're burning paint.
Survival. Who's going to eat whom on the Donner Party?
This is not what the protest was about.
I can't stand that hungry look any longer.
This is my neighborhood. What's he talking about? I was born and raised here. I love this shit.
Were you downtown?
No, I missed it.
Oh, man, that was sweet.
Yeah, will you be down there?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. No, I'll be down there tomorrow. Probably.
Yeah.
Check it out.
Thanks, man.
Are you guys burning recyclable stuff?
Yeah.
May be tempted.
There's more moral obligation to tell the story.
Aware of a world beyond his own senses. A world of emotion. Imagination. A world beyond his own senses. A world beyond himself.
I salute your honesty, my dear. Quality not necessarily to be despised.
Imagination.
Tell the truth as it really is.
Life moves pretty fast. And look around once in a while.
If you feel any tension in your body, search it out and eliminate it.
You could miss it. Life moves pretty fast.
But that den went too far for my liking.
Revolutionaries do when they win, huh? When the blood has sunk into the fields and been washed from the streets, when the old flag's been torn down, the old ties broken, the old system thrown away.
You listen to Cat 5. Cat
A revolution impossible will make a violent revolution inevitable. Inevitable.
With chains around their necks, from the threat of the government's evil flex. I'm taking steps against the kind of eyes they trying to bring me, as a Naya Bingi soldier with Jehovah's strength within me. Daily papers are just propaganda scriptures from the government. It's not the daily news, it's a daily satanical supplement, cause they don't deal with holy testaments, just war and pestilence. Can I get a witness? I don't need one, in fact it's too much evidence. Spying on the people, lying evil little devils. They're recruiting demon soldiers while they execute our rebels. CCTV cameras, they're set up on all man's borders, but they're not for law and order, they're Lucifer's camcorders. Politicians, they're not Concord borders, they're using flying saucers, decide to take to the sky or travel underwater. Chameleon-type reptilians moving their tongues like geckos, and they're trying to turn our ghettos into oversized death rows. You want heroin? There's tons of that. Guns and crack, but who got the funds and cash? The same people that supply guns to Iraq. They pimping the public like rent boys, prostitutes and hookers, bringing strain to the brain as you remain in this giant pressure cooker. Behind your back, try to juke you, promise the world and overlook you, spreading the evil of a Beelzebub, these human race butchers. Mankind destroyers, life I'm chasing those Freemasons, chasing them back to the place of birth to reverse all their creation. Scientists give us fabrication of mathematical equations, but the square root of my truth will cause the devil devastation.
Hey, listen, I'm more than vexed, I live in a time where I can't afford to flex. The police are stopping the searching just like some illegal border checks. You better beware, we're living inside the Lucifer's era. My cipher's been scientifically sent back in time to prepare ya. So start stoning the Babylonians to show you're controlling them, cause it's Babylon that be fueling my anger just like petroleum. I'm scolding them with the hard rhymes from a scarred mind, from living amongst the hard times. The people that's working for all of the serpentine, the devil devil disciple and stifle our plans for freedom. If we keep conforming to all of these laws that's set by the demons, the thinking of intellects, by putting the whole world with the internet. If the thinking that got me the information be incorrect, I'm using my third eye to guide eye through the wilderness. Cause the system in Babylon's bad and there's not people that's killed in this. I'm vexed with the devil's descendants, with paganist pendants, for having a lack of faith and a disregard for repentance. My lyrical sentence is longer than people that's charged for child sex, cause all the disordered leaders are into having a wild flex. I'm vexed with the government sex for having this minimum wage and working this 9 to 5, bringing heat to my simmering rage. I spit this lyrical wisdom to chart down the Babylon system. The rebellious Rastafarian is flinging his fist to the system.
Listen, Natty, if the devil tries to take Selassie, put some fatty, you lose more blood than the face of a Toro Gatti. I'm a raw rhyming Natty, smoking idol, keeping it tribal, while reading pages of the Bible to gain vision as a disciple. Studying the Rasta night school while using my tongue as a rifle. Snipe you with words from the Bible, cause life I'm all about survival. I spit in my vital recital, so bright that it melt your eyeballs. Turn an antichrist suicidal, wrestle the devil like Shawn Michaels. The clash of the titans, the Lord will crush the devil and take his title. For life will remain these messengers, cause a Rasta revival. No time to idle, the Rastas are rising black. We come to wipe out crack, paint the White House black, and speak real facts to the children. Expose our government foes who know the truth has never been told. They tease the people with the root of all evil while they stashing all the gold. Attacking their souls and spirits till your life is finished. For life I spit the righteous lyrics, change the mind of the cynics. Help the blind and timid, cause when I talk, my vocal force is blessed with holy powers. Making devils cower while shaking the foundations of the Babylon Tower. I terminate them like T2 when I spit my scriptures in Hebrew. A politician, not an honest man, like a hologram he be see-through. Trying to deceive you, lead you up the path so that they can feed you with information based on corruption, lies and miseducation. But life from a federation that's representing the Rasta nation. So when we flex on the rhythm, we draw on the powers of the Lord, perform an exorcism, inject the rhythm of the holy serum. Purify all the fat cats who experiment on innocent lives like people with monkeys or lab rats.
My conquering sound can tear the transponders out of your pounds and explode Babylon satellites to scan it down to the ground. With the type of quotes that reveal that we're living under a microscope. My cipher be strangling Babylonians with the tightest rope. I'm bringing the violence, you can fuck with living with silence. Cause before long, you'll be forcing the sin to buy and to breathe a license. I'm dissing authority with my forces of purity. I'm pissing parliament and I'm fighting the face of conformity. I never fill in the government census, they cunningly sent us. Just asking me information like what I ate for my breakfast. Cause we're the messiah just bringing more fire to this empire. With the type of tribal recitals for setting Satan on fire. We're killing the pagan and shaman that for life cycle will slay them. Reveal the seven seal to start the Freemasons complaining. With positive action infiltrates into paganist factions. And smashing your PlayStation and all these tools of distraction. With adequate satisfaction of smashing Babylon's walls. To stop all the fat cat bureaucrats from having it all.
I'm a slug, the endless night. I was wrong, and now she's gone. Said I've got to make her see. I'm a forget the letter she left on there. You see?
Oh, we must. I'll never hear from you. That's a rascal off none.
And I was actually there when that was happening, and it seemed like the tear gas was fired first and then people started breaking windows as a response.
I don't know what happened. I know that we had a march and a rally of steelworkers, environmentalists, students and others that went down to the waterfront for symbolic steel dumping. Is like the Boston Tea Party. Well, this was the Seattle Steel Party, right? And they were coming back, and for whatever reason, officers started pursuing them or another group of protesters that, in which they combined and pursued them. I don't know how many blocks that is, but it must be 12 or 14 blocks, and pursued them all the way down here and cornered them down between Broad and First, and then made 12 arrests. Looks like 2 busloads of arrests. Then they were firing tear gas and concussion grenades. And it's my understanding that some of the folks were trying to figure out a way in which they could exit. But that didn't seem to be an option, right? That was given them. And so I was trying to just help.
The few windows that were broken were no big deal compared to what could have happened. The police are overreacting, and now they're taking the peaceful protesters that are out here and treating them really wrong. It's wrong. They should realize that if we wanted to raise hell out of here, it could have happened.
But
I think the labor issues are really the damage that the WTO is doing as the labor people throughout the world. The laws and the legislation that we pass is really overridden by the WTO. We don't have a democracy anymore, and the democracy is being lost.
First shot I heard, something hit me and I fell, and then I think a couple other rooms must have opened fire, because as soon as I looked back up, there was a few piles of smoke coming up, and I kept hearing more shots going off, and people were scattering.
So I don't have anything wrong. You were coming up from the steelworkers rally, maybe 1,000 people or so, and only 6 cops, and you were walking parallel to the police line, and one of them knelt down and suddenly opened fire.
That's definitely.
Well, thanks so much.
Thank you so much. I am
the final day.
Down the street, perfectly peaceful, arm in arm, and the police simply opened fire, no warning, tear gas, rubber bullets. They came in mass, and now they're chasing people with armored cars. This was a peaceful demonstration that included labor, that included young people, that included all kinds of people. It was completely unprovoked, totally unprovoked.
The Lawyers Guild and a lot of other people actually have trained legal observers to be out in the community and not to really be involved with the demonstrations, in fact to stay somewhat removed from them, but to be able to be in very good positions to observe, especially to observe the behavior of the police.
They've been ripping gas masks off people's faces. They have apparently, we've heard rumors, found it to be, under martial law, to be against the law for anyone other than police to have tear gas or gas helmets on. And so they're ripping them off people.
Well, I heard there was something about a mayor saying there's a mayoral decree saying you couldn't have signs, protest signs.
Right, they've also removed protest signs from people. Anything that declares any kind of opinion about the WTO is being removed from people.
I think the basis of it is this state of emergency where Mayor Schell said that if people are seen within this certain region and they engage in protests, they'll be considered automatically to be doing something unlawful. It's really a fairly blatant suspension of the constitutionally protected rights to assemble and to speak. So, you know, when that spins into, well, now you can't even own a gas mask, now you can't own a banner, now you can't own a protest button, you know, it seems that those can't possibly be restrictions on people that have any basis in the Constitution.